Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about what are the opportunities presented in life after we graduate from college. Do we search for our ideal career placement? Do we travel around the world? Or do we combine our travel desires with a commitment to help others? My guests tonight are two recent Lafayette College graduates. Helen Hutchins studied mechanical engineering and international studies and German, and Ben Nitkin studied electrical and computer engineering. And Helen and Ben have decided to take advantage of their hiatus and their graduation to travel across the country biking with the intent of drawing attention to two nonprofit organizations, Habitat for Humanity and Bike and Build, who are dedicated to helping those in need. It is a pleasure to welcome Helen Hutchins and Ben Nitkin to Take Charge of Your Life. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Well, congratulations on graduation.
Thank you.
And how did you decide that you wanted to choose a cross-country biking trip after graduation, Ben?
Well, I think that my brother mentioned it years ago as just a fun thing to do, and graduating college seems like a great time to go biking cross-country. I mean, I don't have a job yet. I don't have classwork or no real obligations. So this is one of the few times in my life when I can take off for 3 months at a time, and there aren't really any consequences right now. So I figured, why not?
Now,
seems like a lot of fun.
Did your brother want to travel cross-country?
He was thinking about it. He had a gap year after high school and had much the same train of thought. He wound up, instead of biking cross-country, actually visiting Australia and the west coast of this country, and volunteering on some sustainable farms.
Ah, and how about you, Helen? How did you make this decision?
Well, I've kind of been following Ben a little bit, but my reasons for actually biking across the country are manyfold. I want to travel and see this country since I've been abroad to three other continents during my undergraduate career. And I really feel that I haven't gotten to see the United States. Plus, I want to get in shape, and I want to be able to actually spend some time to do good in the world.
Well, I think that those are wonderful reasons. Now, how did you happen to choose Habitat for Humanity and the Bike and Build organization?
Well, Evan dug up Bike and Build as he was researching what to do for his summer off, his whole year off.
And now Evan is your brother?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's 2 years younger than me, so he graduated from high school 2 years ago now and then took the gap year. And he decided against doing Bike and Build, but the name was still hanging out there. I really wanted to bike across the country, as I said, and Bike and Build seemed like a good venue. Among other things, my mom didn't want me to bike across the country alone, which I would have enjoyed, but she didn't want me seeing mugged and murdered and other things that start with M, so I'm going with a group.
Okay, how about you, Helen?
Well, I also wanted to go biking across the country with Ben, and this seemed like a good way of doing it, especially since we aren't going to be carrying our stuff, and my mom, who was concerned that I would not make it across the country, figures that at least this way I will have other people picking up some of the slack, and I can actually manage to power myself across.
Well, let's talk about the organizations that you are going with. One is Habitat for Humanity and Bike and Build. How did you choose to become involved with Habitat for Humanity? Ben?
Well, as far as I know, Habitat for Humanity is the largest affordable housing organization in the country. Bike and Build's focus is really to get young adults, 18 to 25, involved in affordable housing and wage inequality and all of those class divide issues. So they work with Habitat for Humanity quite a bit because Habitat exists across the whole country and they're a very active organization almost anywhere you go.
Habitat for Humanity is actually more of a conglomeration of many local organizations. So here in the Lehigh Valley, the organization is Habitat for Humanity of the Lehigh Valley. And what Bike and Build does is gets the 18 to 25-year-olds interested and active and going across the country and meeting people on various build sites and building with people at various chapters of Habitat for Humanity across the country.
Well, you mentioned a very important word here, build sites. So you and Ben are not going to be simply going cross-country and enjoying the scenery. You are actually going to be involved with Habitat for Humanity, and explain to us how that is going to be.
So as we're going across the country, we're going to be stopping along the way for 18 days to be building houses. Those days are mostly spread out with one day here, 2 days there, plus actually 7 days that we're going to be spending in Colorado Springs. And Bike and Build organizes the days so that all 30 of the people in our group stop for that day and work with the local chapter of Habitat for Humanity, building a house that they already have in progress during those days.
So you're going to be helping people who are in need to have affordable housing. Yes. As you travel across the country. And you're also going to be, I understand, with 30 people, 30 young people, such as 18 to 25. Mm-hmm. And are you traveling, quote unquote, together? Or are you traveling, are you traveling as a group? Are you traveling? How is that working?
I think it'll mostly be at people's discretion. We have a somewhat shared schedule. We start at 8 in the morning and have breakfast sometime before that. We have a lunch break sometime in the day. And if it's too hot, we have another break. And we all have to be at the final destination 70-ish miles later by 4 o'clock.
Did you say 70-ish?
70, give or take. We start off a little gentle. We build up towards averaging 70. Some of the days go up to, I think the highest is 119 miles in a day.
That's 116. It's
a very flat day, but it's a very long day.
But you're traveling anywhere between 70 to 116 to 119 miles a day, is that correct?
Pretty much.
The shortest day is the one when we start out. It's 35 miles from Charleston, South Carolina to Pinopolis, South Carolina. And our longest day is 116 miles from Walsenburg, Colorado to Pueblo, Colorado.
And along the way, I think people, when I'm writing groups, people usually group up in groups of five or so. Small enough that you can chat and not so large that it becomes totally unwieldy and you're running over each other's tires. And usually people just wander. If it gets quiet or someone wants to go faster, they can. If they want to drop back or take a break for water, they can do that too.
Now your baggage, you're not carrying baggage on your bikes, are you?
We are not. When we're on our bikes, we're going to be carrying a camelback, which is basically a backpack that is full of water. And we're going to be carrying a couple water bottles on the frame of our bike. So we've got water bottle cages on the bottom bars of our bike. And we're also going to be carrying some bike tools for fixing up our bike if we get a flat tire or something like that, and a cell phone so that we can call for help if we need to. But all of the rest of our stuff is going to be traveling in a van. Bike and Build has one van for each group. And we get to basically carry either a duffel bag or a big, like, tub, a plastic bin that can carry all of our stuff.
And that goes on the van?
That stays in the van, yeah.
And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Eleanor Barbro. And this evening, we're talking with two graduates, just recent graduates of Lafayette College, Helen Hutchins, who is a graduating senior at Lafayette College, and Ben Nitkin, who is a graduating senior who studied electric and computer engineering at Lafayette. And here they are spending their graduation, after graduation, going across country on bike and helping out with Habitat for Humanity and Bike and Build. Is that right? Bike and Build. Now, how do people get involved if they want to participate or if they need help? How do they approach?
Well, let's start out with if you want to participate in Bike and Build. Bike and Build is geared towards 18 to 25-year-olds because they want to really get the younger generation interested and cognizant of the affordable housing situation in the country. For example, there's actually no county in this entire country where a worker working a full-time job, 40 hours a week at minimum wage, can actually pay for affordable housing. That's saying that they can pay for their housing with less than 30% of their income. So it's a big problem, and it's really challenging for our country. And Bike and Build is really trying to get that age group interested. So if you're 18 to 25, you can apply on Bike and Build's site. They start applications around November, and if they still have spots open, they keep the applications rolling until about March.
And that's bikeandbuild.org. Bikeandbuild.org.
And what is the charge? How do you pay for this? Do you does Bike and Build or Habitat for Humanity pay for this this cross country tour?
Part of what we are doing when we are preparing for Bike and Build is fundraising. So each of us is fundraising $4,500. About $2,000 of that goes towards all of our meals and our bike. We actually each kicked in $600 to pay for our own bikes. But the other $2,500 is going towards Habitat for Humanity organizations across the country.
So that means that you're raising money to help build for the people who are in need. Is that correct?
Yes. So going back to the other question of the people who are in need and are looking for a way to get affordable housing or to get a better housing situation for themselves and their families, what you can do is you can apply to your local Habitat for Humanity chapter. I don't believe the applications are open right now, but they open up every few months. And the local Habitat for Humanity in the Lehigh Valley is Habitat for Humanity of the Lehigh Valley. And you can find their information at habitatlv.org.
And that's their website.
Yes, that's their website. And they will post when they have opportunities there. What Habitat tries to do is it tries to fill a niche between the people who are able to easily afford houses and can get a mortgage from their bank, and between people who are on food stamps and have subsidized housing. If to apply for Habitat for Humanity and to qualify, you need to be able to have a job where you're making an income that is somewhere between 20 and 30% of the median income for the area, or 20 and 30th percentile income.
So, and then you come along as volunteers and help to either build a new home, or do you also rehabilitate an older home?
It depends on which section of Habitat you're working in. The local one, Habitat for Humanity of the Lehigh Valley, recently started a program to spruce up older homes. Most of their older work was in building new homes. They'd start from the foundation and build up. And more recently, you can also get a newer home where something that's already built, if they have something small, painting or whatnot, they'll come in and help.
We're going to talk more with Helen Hutchins, graduate of Lafayette College, and Ben Nitkin on their upcoming tour cross-country with Habitat for Humanity and Bike and Build when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening we're talking with two young people who have graduated from Lafayette College, and they are spending their summer not for looking for positions, but they are going on a cross-country trip, and they're going with Habitat for Humanity, and they're also going with Bike and Build. Now, let me ask you, you mentioned that, I believe you said that each group has 30 students, or 30 young people, and mm-hmm. the ages are 18 to 25.
Yes.
So how about people who who may not have a talent for building. Does Habitat for Humanity or Bike and Build train you before you leave?
There isn't really training before you leave, but they'll take whatever skills you have and make use of them. When we were volunteering at a build site yesterday, there was someone who was painting the walls because that's what he could do. I personally knew how to work a saw. My parents bought a really beat-up house when I was little, and we spent the next 5 or 10 years rebuilding it. So I was on a circular saw cutting out baseboard trim, cutting it down to length and making sure it all fit in the house. And Helen was putting on cabinet doors, so they work with what you can, and they'll teach you how to do more things.
Now, do they teach you before you leave or as you are on the road, Helen?
Before you leave, Helen. You said Ellen accidentally.
I'm sorry, Helen.
Before you leave, we actually are encouraged to spend at least 10 hours volunteering with a local Habitat for Humanity. It's called our sweat equity requirement for our trip. But if you're going to be volunteering with your local Habitat for Humanity, they'll have you do a safety quiz before you get to the build site. That's just like an online video that gives you some tips on how to stay safe. But once you get there, then they will work on teaching you how to use whatever tools you need for your job.
And when you say get there, do you mean get to the destination?
Whenever you arrive on a build site. So during our trip, we're actually going to be building for 18 days. So the trip starts on May 25th, and we're going to be starting in Charleston, South Carolina, and we're going to be ending in Santa Cruz, California on August 15th. But along the way, we're going to be stopping for 18 days to build houses in, I think, at least 5 or 6 different states.
Now, how long do you stay on each site? Is that predetermined by Habitat for Humanity?
Bike and Build has all of the schedules laid out, so we know which towns we're going to be in which days, and all of the build days are actually lined up ahead of the summer. So Bike and Build has already organized with each of the local Habitat for Humanity chapters for the Bike and Build's participants to actually build for that day.
That is the main advantage of Bike and Build, really, is that they take care of all the logistics. They get us a bicycle, they coordinate fundraising, they make sure that we have a place to sleep at night and a place to volunteer during the day, and they make sure that we have routes to bike on where we won't get run over by angry drivers.
Well, that's helpful to know. So the way this structure goes is Bike and Build does the training, whatever training, and gives you the experience and provides the routes. Is that correct?
Not quite. Bike and Build basically organizes everything. So they work on getting us to fundraise and train and prepare a little bit. But all of the actual training for build sites goes on at the Habitat for Humanity build sites that we're going to be on.
So when you arrive at the site, Habitat for Humanity will give you instruction at that time?
About what we're doing for that day, yes. And that is completely dependent on what stage each of their houses are in that day. So each Habitat for Humanity site has a construction manager who is working there, and they organize all of the jobs for the day and set people up with what they're supposed to be working on.
And how does a person know what their individual ability is going to be and if it can conform to what's needed on site?
They just ask you. So when you arrive at a Habitat site, they ask you if you have any special skills, and they kind of gauge what you know and ask you if you'd be comfortable doing a certain task. And if you're not, then you just say so, and they try to get someone else to do it. If there's anything that they really can't do, they do use some outside subcontractors, but they don't use them that much.
Ben? Yesterday when I was volunteering, I started out being a human clamp, holding up large kitchen cabinets as the guy who knew what he was doing screwed them into the wall and made sure they were all braced correctly. And a few hours later, someone asked me if I knew how to use a circular saw, and I said, sure. So I wound up doing something a little more skilled and laying out this baseboard trim, running it upstairs and downstairs and getting the inside and outside angles right, and it all fit together.
So each person uses their own skills. And are they determined before you leave, or are they determined on site?
All the skills are determined on site. I think that as we're, like, volunteering beforehand, we might get couple skills and you just start building on your skill sets. So you can say, okay, I'm the cabinet person and I'm the drywall person, and you might have a pile of skill sets that you have, and you just keep building skills. Sometimes you'll be doing the same thing again, most of the time you won't.
Essentially, the core volunteers, the folks who are really frequent at the habitat sites, will just give you guidance, and they'll ask, are you comfortable doing this? Could you help out with that? And if you answer no, that's fine. If you answer yes, that's great.
Now, does anybody get drafted bringing coffee to the workers or something of that sort? Or you have to have some kind of skill to offer when you volunteer to come on this tour?
You don't have to have any skills to offer when you're coming to volunteer with Habitat for Humanity. You just have to have an open mind and be willing to do a little bit of work. So sometimes they'll set you up with a paintbrush and have you go around the house and try to find where there are smudges on the wall. Sometimes you'll be helping hold things for someone else who's setting them up to cut. Basically, you'll learn along the way.
So you don't have to worry about being skilled in construction work or having had experience in doing construction work.
No, and in fact, going with Habitat for Humanity is a great way to learn.
And you mentioned something, what about setting up the framework? Is there a special group that helps to set up the framework of the house?
That's also done by Habitat volunteers with careful supervision from people who actually know how all of the framing goes together. Actually, we're going to be doing some of that this summer. A couple weeks before we get into Colorado Springs, there's going to be another bike and build group. There are 8 of them going across the country each summer that is going to be coming into Colorado Springs and laying a foundation for a house there. Then when we arrive a couple weeks later, we're going to be doing what is called a build blitz, and we're going to be actually putting together the framing and setting up the house in hopefully a week.
What you do is far more a function of when you come. If the house is being framed, you'll help out with the framing. If the drywall's going up, you'll help out with that. And if they're all the way to installing cabinets and vanities and appliances, you'll help out with that.
And how long do you stay at each destination?
Along our way, we're mostly going to be staying for 1 or 2 days at most of the places that we're volunteering at. Except for Colorado Springs, we're going to be staying there for about a week.
And what will you be doing in Colorado Springs?
We're going to be doing this build blitz and framing the house.
Ah, and so everybody will be participating in that.
Yes.
Yes.
There will be 30 of us, and God willing, between the start of the week and the end of the week, we'll go from a foundation to a house with a roof and siding on it.
Isn't that amazing? And then another group will come along and put in the cabinets and things of that sort. Is that correct?
Yes, it probably will not actually be a bike and build group because we only have so many groups going across the country. But people who volunteer for Pikes Peak Habitat for Humanity in that area will be finishing it up.
So it's really a collaborative effort amongst many groups for Habitat for Humanity and Bike and Build. And it sounds like Bike and Build is the key organizational spike that helps to arrange for people to get going. Is that correct?
Yes, for 18 to 25-year-olds to bike across the country and volunteer with Habitat for Humanity.
Well, that's a very neat idea because it gives you an opportunity to travel and also to do something very important for other people. Now, I have a question for you. Are you aware of how people who are in need of Habitat for Humanity can get in touch and find ways to have Habitat for Humanity help them out, perhaps in the Lehigh Valley or as you go on the way?
Well, you can go to your local Habitat for Humanity website. For us here, that's habitatlv.org, for Habitat for the Lehigh Valley.org. And on their website, they have information about people who want to become new homeowners. And there you're able to look at the qualifications, for example, see whether you're actually making in the income range that they are looking for so that you can afford to pay the mortgage back on your house. It's a 0% mortgage over 30 years.
The Habitat houses aren't actually free. The volunteers cover the cost of labor, but Habitat still charges the new homeowners for material and for the land itself. So they get a mortgage that's much lower than it would have been at market rate because all of the labor was free, but there is still a mortgage to pay back.
Now, Helen, did I hear you say something about 0%?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Normally when you would have a house and you get a mortgage, you'd have an interest rate that's like, what, 3%? I haven't actually been shopping for houses yet.
3, 5, 7, depends on the market.
So you might have an interest rate based upon the market and you'd be paying back interest on your house. However, with Habitat for Humanity, they get rid of that component. So what you do is you pay back over 30 years the cost of your house and nothing more. So they subsidize that interest.
So there's no interest that is paid. That's what Habitat for Humanity does. It subsidizes the interest.
Yes.
But the person who is taking ownership of the house has the responsibility of paying back the mortgage.
Yes, and Habitat for Humanity works very closely with people who are new homeowners and works them through the process, makes sure that they are actually able to afford it. I don't believe that of the 105 houses that Habitat for the Humanity of the Lehigh Valley has had, they have had a single foreclosure. They have people who are able to afford it and able to keep working through. And they set it so that your mortgage payment and your house bills, your electric costs and everything are no more than 30% of your income.
Well, this sounds like a wonderful opportunity for people who would like to own their own homes and may not have the wherewithal, not for the mortgage, but for the interest that accrues on a mortgage. I want to thank you so much, Helen Hutchins and Ben Nitkin, recent Lafayette College graduates, for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding that it's possible to help others by drawing attention to the needs of others as we travel along life's paths. Thank you for the work that you are doing and for bringing attention to the needs of others through Habitat for Humanity and Bike and Build. If you yourself are inspired to learn more about these organizations, please contact Habitat for Humanity at their website,
which is habitatlv.org for the Habitat for Humanity of the Lehigh Valley, or simply habitat.org for Habitat for Humanity in general.
And Bike and Build,
which is at bikeandbuild.org. Hard to remember.
Thank you. Have a wonderful trip. And we look forward to speaking with you perhaps when you return. Enjoy and congratulations on your graduation. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.